it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Just ask. Just ask. Ask and it will be given to you. And you will find. Knock and the door will be open to you. Just ask. Just ask. For everyone who asks receives. And everyone who seeks will find.
In the book of John, the 11th chapter, the 22nd verse, it teaches us that whatever we ask of God, God will give us. Jesus says, even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. In Matthew 7, that's chapter 7, verse 7, the scripture says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. It doesn't say that this works some of the time, or most of the time, or only on certain occasions. It clearly teaches us to ask. In fact, Matthew 6:8 says, your Father knows the things you have need of before you even ask. In Joshua 1, verse 8, it says to keep the book of law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it, and then you will be prosperous and successful. Joshua says, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey the law. Do not turn from it to the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. In 1 Samuel 18, 14, it says, in everything he did, he had great success because the Lord was with him. The psalmist says, in the day when I cried out, you answered me. You made me bold with strength in my soul. And I love what the book of John says. In John 14, 13, it says, whatever you ask, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. In John 14, 14, he says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. The scripture says, if you abide in me, Jesus says, if you abide in me, my words will abide in you. You will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. John 15, 16 says, you did not choose me, beloved, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. How awesome it is to open up our circle this morning, filled with the awareness that we can ask for whatever it is we desire and have the fullness and the freedom to receive. That we can ask with a new understanding and a new vision and a new sense of empowerment.
All I can do.
There are no restrictions, there are no limitations.
And I've gone far as I can go. When I fall, grown weak, Lord, in my fight. Then I say, Father, I stretch my hand, Lord.
That exudes from the book Prayers for Those Standing on the Edge of Greatness. I just want to conclude with one of the powerful prayers about asking and receiving. It is on page 74 of the book, and it talks about it uplifts speaking truth to power. Dear Mother, Father, Almighty Heavenly God, Holy Spirit, infinite energy, divine love, powerful word. I speak only words of gratitude today. I speak only to acknowledge the success that I am. I speak only words of success that manifest for me in everything that I am. in all that I think and in all that I do. Holy Spirit, Mother God, infinite energy, divine love, Heavenly Father, beloved Son, powerful word. I speak no words of fear or worry or doubt or blame. I become the power of the word, manifesting itself in the accomplishment of all things. I realize the word in the hope of God's glory speaking through me and the joy of victory finding me. Teach me to speak truth to power, not sometimes, but always. Show me how to clean up chaos and confusion by speaking divine words of deliverance, by speaking to unfold the good inherent in every situation. I affirm that I am the light of love in all that I do. I am the love of success in all that I do. I am the prosperity and dynamic energy and abundance and peace in all that I do. I affirm that everything unfolds for my highest good in God's divine order. I affirm that nothing in my life is out of order, but that my blessings are pouring, streaming, and running over in your infinite success. I affirm that I have the perfect divine job and that I succeed in it, that I accomplish what I have been called to do in God's time, which is perfect, which is divine order. I affirm that I expand my consciousness to grow closer to the meaning and practice of your divine word. By affirming your word, I rise to a new level of consciousness. I move past fear. I embrace peace. I unfold in spirit. I recognize this moment of divine love and eternal light in the now and not the later. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I am an heir to the throne. I do not inherit sickness. I can walk the water. I can heal the blind. I can take up my bed and walk. I can go and sin no more. I can drink from the springs of living water. I can turn water into wine. These and greater things shall I do. These and greater things shall I do. These, beloved, and greater things shall we do. And so it is. So let it go. Lord's gonna ask me through. He's gonna tell me what to do. The answer is correct for me and you. Down on my knees I pray, morning, noon, or night. There's always victory for the one who'll fight the fight. I don't have to worry, cause it's always right time. Don't come when I want him, but he's never been behind. It's always right on time. The Lord's gonna answer me, yes he is. He's gonna tell me what to do. Say I don't have to worry, because he always, he sees me through.
In my heart, a melody of love divine. for I'm here, thank God, He is mine. How can I help but sing and shout? It's in my heart. It's in my heart. It's in my heart. A melody of love divine. I'm here, thank God, He is mine. How can I help but sing and shout? It's in my heart. It's in my heart. Some folks may ask how I know His blood cleans alone. Some folks may ask how I know God is on His throne.